I don't mind admitting it, I am overweight. Or to put it nicely, I'm slightly more cuddly than I should be.
Hey, fatty boom boom, hey, sweet sugar dumpling.
But as the saying goes, new year, new you. So I've made a resolution, I'm gonna get fit. And this year, I mean it. Probably.
No, not because you're so big and fat.
Today I'm going to take a look at Fitbit, and in particular the Fitbit Charge 2 Fitness Tracker. So what is Fitbit? Well, Fitbit is a company that's been around for a good few years now, and they make fitness trackers. These little devices, usually in the form of wristbands, are packed full of sensors that are able to track just how active you are. For example, how many steps you take, how many flights of stairs you climb, your heart rate, what exercise you're doing, and even how well you sleep. Fitbit are the market leaders in this particular category. They are incredibly popular. Now, this is probably helped by the fact that they've got a wide range of fitness trackers all at different price points. So getting hold of one doesn't have to break the bank. At the very top end of the range, we've got the Fitbit Blaze. With its colour touch screen and slick interface, it does very much look like a smartwatch. The next one down in the lineup is the Charge 2, and that's the one I'm going to be taking a look at. But before we go any further, let me just say this. None of these fitness trackers are accessible. Well, at least not on their own. The trackers themselves don't have any accessibility features. But luckily enough, the companion app that you use to set up your Fitbit and track all the data is really accessible. Just bear this in mind, because there's no point in paying more for the fancy colour touchscreen if the only way we can actually access the data is through the app. You might as well go for one of the cheaper models. Anyway, let's take a look at the Charge 2. Design-wise, the Charge 2 is a basic wristband. It's black, it's approximately 2 centimetres wide, and it's made from a plastic or silicone material. I think they call it elastomer. In the middle of the band is a black and white OLED screen. It's the same width as the wristband, it doesn't stick out at all, so it feels like it's just one continuous piece. On the left-hand side of the screen is a button you can press to display different types of information, and on the back of the screen, on the inside of the band, is a heart rate sensor. It is a nice and discreet design, and it's comfortable to wear. Also, the bands are interchangeable, so if you really want to, you can personalise it with different colours and different materials. And that's basically it. There is one complaint I do have though, and that's the charger. It's non-standard, it's Fitbit's own design, so you can't just replace it with, say, a micro USB if you lose it. So, keep it safe. With that being said, the battery life is really good. It will last 4 or 5 days. Well, that's the hardware. Now let's take a look at the app. Okay, setting up the Fitbit is actually really straightforward. First thing you'll want to do, obviously, is download the app. Search the App Store or Google Play Store for Fitbit. That's F-I-T-B-I-T. When that's installed and you open it, it will ask you to sign in or create a Fitbit account. Just follow the instructions on screen. Again, it's really straightforward. It will ask you things like your height, weight, gender, etc. When that's done, you'll hear this.
Which Fitbit tracker are you setting up? Blaze. Button. Charge 2. Button. Alter. Button.
I won't go through the whole list, but just double tap on whatever one you've got. In my case, Charge 2. The next two screens are just the licensing agreement and some general information. Just click I agree and next to go through them. And at this point is where we hit the only accessibility snag in the whole process. The tracker sends information to the app through Bluetooth, so you do need to pair it.
Pair your tracker. Enter the number on your tracker's display.
Yes, there's a 4-digit number displayed on the screen of the tracker, so you are going to need someone to read that for you, or you could try an OCR app to try and read the screen. It has worked for me before. Once you enter the number, you'll hear this.
Connecting to Fitbit. Dimmed.
This should only take a couple of seconds, and when that's done, you'll get some general information about how to use your Fitbit. And that's it. That's the setup process. Nice and easy, apart from that one little accessibility snafu. Is that a word? Now let's take a look at the app and see exactly how fit or unfit I am. When you open the app, you'll find 5 tabs at the bottom of the screen. The first tab, Dashboard, is selected by default. This is where you'll find all your fitness data, your steps, your sleep, your exercise, calories, heart rate, etc. It's the one you're going to be most interested in. We'll take a look at that in a second. Let's quickly go through the other tabs.
Challenges.
If you're feeling adventurous, you can go here and choose different challenges, for example, a 24,000-step walk through Yosemite. As you progress through a challenge, you'll get notifications and little encouragement of how far you've gone.
Guidance.
Here you'll find guides and videos on exercises you can do.
Friends.
This is a good one, so if you've got a friend that's also using a Fitbit tracker, you can add them here using their email and you'll be able to see how many steps they've taken. It's surprising how trying to outdo a friend or loved one really spurs you on. I once did 12 miles on a treadmill just to beat my girlfriend and I nearly had a heart attack, so be careful. Nearly killed me, but totally worth it.
Account.
And finally, the Accounts tab. This is where you can set different goals for exercises and options for the app, things like that. That's all the tabs. Now let's go back to the first one, Dashboard, to see my fitness.
Fitbit Charge 2. Connected. Battery full. Button. Today. Button. 9,422 steps. 94% of goal. Button.
That's the magic number. That's how many steps I've done today. By default, the goal is 10,000 steps a day, but you can change that to whatever you want.
26 floors. 260% of goal. Button.
Wow, I nailed that one. Okay, so that's how many flights of stairs I've climbed today. By default, it's 10, which is actually quite low.
7.15 kilometers. 89% of goal. Button.
The distance I've walked today?
3,861 calories burned. 114% of goal. Button.
It estimates how many calories you've burnt using some sort of clever algorithm with your heart rate and how many minutes of activity you've done.
14 active minutes. 47% of goal. Button.
Oh, seems like I haven't been that active today.
Exercise. 1 of 5 days. Weekly exercise. Button.
You'll notice that all of these stats are buttons. If I double tap on any of them, it will give me more detail. If I double tap on this one, it'll give me a list of all the exercises I've done this week. Now, the really clever thing is that the tracker can auto-recognize when you're exercising and what exercise you're doing. It auto-recognizes when you're walking, running, riding a bike, or on a treadmill or elliptical trainer. And it'll record what exercise you did, how long you did it for, your heart rate and calories burnt. Like this.
Elliptical. Friday at 9:30 a.m. 45 minutes. 150 AVG BPM. 51% cardio. 731 calories. Button.
It's clever and it works well. Anyway, back to the dashboard.
Sleep. How did you sleep? Button.
Double tapping on this will give me a list of how long I slept every night this week.
Hourly activity. Are you moving each hour? Button.
If you turn this option on in the My Accounts tab, Fitbit will nag you to do 250 steps every hour.
Heart rate. Current heart rate 89 beats per minute. Resting heart rate 74 beats per minute. Button.
If you leave voiceover focus on this, it will actually speak aloud every time your heart rate changes.
Weight. 17 saint 13 pounds. Button.
Saint, it should be stone, obviously. And yes, that's my massive current weight. You enter that manually.
Water. 0 milliliters. Make a splash. Button.
If you really care how much water you're drinking a day, you can enter it here, again, manually.
Food, 0 calories eaten. Button.
So here you can record the food you eat and how many calories it contains. Now, Fitbit does have its own database of food, so you can scan a barcode on a packet and it will tell you how many calories it is. I haven't tried this feature recently. When I used it a while ago, it was a little bit hit and miss. But hey, it may have improved, I don't know.
Open quick actions. Button.
Double tapping here on quick actions allows you to quickly log food or water or weight. And that's pretty much it for your fitness info. Okay, so let's wrap this up. In conclusion, I really do like the Charge 2. The battery life is really good. You don't have to worry about charging it up all the time. It's comfortable to wear and it keeps track of more than enough information. And it's surprising how it does change your habits. You will take a walk or climb an extra flight of stairs just to reach those goals. And who knows, hopefully it will make a difference.
I'm sexy and I know it.